Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for our daily tech and business report, and today we're joined by Bloomberg's Stephen Church. The fate of bankrupt South San Francisco genetics company 23andMe is once again up in the air. This comes after biotech company Regeneron sought to acquire the company for $236 million last month. Stephen, what happened with that bid from Regeneron?
Well, another bid came in during the middle of an auction, and it turned out to be higher. The company said for various reasons they rejected that higher bid initially and went with the bid by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. After that, there was a fight in court, and they wound up reopening the auction.
How will this auction work? I mean, is this going to be a DNA data going to the highest bidder?
It will. There'll only be two bidders this time. There were several in the last auction. And it'll be a limited auction. It won't be a number of rounds of bids that just continue until the price gets to whatever it is. Instead, it'll be limited to a couple of different rounds and a specific ending date, with Regeneron getting the last chance to try to buy it.
That's all, you know, well and good, but 23andMe holds a lot of personal data from a lot of different people. Do we have an idea of how the new owner might want to use that data?
We don't have a very good specific idea yet, because the bidders haven't made any public statements about what they're going to do with all of this information once they get their hands on it. But Regeneron is a pharmaceutical company, and for years, pharmaceutical companies have used specific DNA data, linking it to a specific person, to try to find medical solutions to whatever ailments that person has. So they're trying to build new drugs by getting all of the information about you they possibly can.
You know, Stephen, it's interesting that one of the company's former CEOs is now one of the bidders in this auction, right?
She is. Ann Wojcicki. She is partnering with a California research institute that have put together an impressive amount of money. They're the ones that drove the bid above $300 million. So in a couple of weeks, there will be a final answer about exactly whether Ann gets back into the driver's seat as CEO or it goes to Regeneron. To be honest, Ann hasn't said what her plans are, whether she'll be specifically involved with the company or if she's just an investor at this point. There hasn't been a lot of clarity on that issue.
That's really interesting. I mean, we have a lot of corporate bidding back and forth and takeovers and things like that. And I guess you buy everything lock, stock, and barrel, but in this case, lock, stock, and barrel includes personal information.
It does. And both companies have had to agree to abide by the privacy controls that 23andMe has had for many years. Those allow the company to use your DNA data, but in slightly limited ways. So in this case, they can't just buy the data and do whatever they want. They have agreed specifically to be bound by controls that allow users to have their data deleted, which is one of the strange things about this whole case.
You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of our listeners right now use 23andMe to perhaps find out if they had a secret sibling or something like that. What can folks do to protect their personal information?
If you are uncomfortable with having your data sold, you can request to have it deleted, and it will be removed from the from 23andMe's database. That's part of what is surprising in this case, because they started out with about 15 million customers, data on 15 million customers. And since the announcement of the bankruptcy, people have been canceling. It's unknown right now just how much data they have left.
That is very interesting, Stephen. Thank you. That is Bloomberg Stephen Church. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.